Pretty strong charges, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. I found out about an organization called Humane Watch, which took out a full-page ad in USA Today. The ad takes on the Humane Society of the United States, and here's what it said. Quote, which headlines are fake news regarding the Humane Society of the United States? First point, HSUS gives only 1% of its budget to local pet shelters. Second, HSUS has placed $150 million of donor money in Caribbean tax shelters. Third, their CEO said that Michael Vick would do a good job as a pet owner. Fourth, HSUS settled a federal racketeering suit for nearly $11 million. Finally, HSUS CEO was caught paying a witness who lied under oath. At the bottom, it says, all of these are true. Pretty significant charges, so I called Hannah Thompson of the Animal Agriculture Alliance, read her what I just read to you, and...
Absolutely. The Humane Society of the United States is one of the very prominent groups today that is putting out a lot of misinformation about animal agriculture. And just like those headlines, some people find that very surprising because they typically have focused on companion animals. And if you see their advertisements on TV, it's puppies, it's kittens, and that's really the image that they portray. And there was also some research done about HSUS's own donors and do they understand what the organization does. And a lot of them are not aware that the majority of that budget goes for salaries, for lobbying, for legislation. And just like the headline mentioned in the ad, very little of their funds, less than 1%, goes to actually helping animals.
David Sparks.